How can I put this? I guess if I had gone away and come back, I always wanted to help my people. And don't ask me why. Maybe that's the gift God gave me. I don't know. But a lot of people, they come back home or visit for a while, and to me, they belittle the people that are here. Because I had a conversation with a young lady, and I was talking about the senior services, and she was saying, "Well, my mom don't ever go to that senior service place." And I told her, "Hi, Miss Jamie, and all the mother little ladies, they go to them club meetings, and they need to go to them senior services." I said, "But have you ever thought about that? Our parents was brought up waiting on black people, on white people, not interacting with them socially. So my thing of it is, why can't the senior services up here in Roswell hire some blacks for them to interact with instead of having it all white? Then perhaps they would go or hire somebody that's in the area that they felt comfortable with and train them." I say, to me, that was, "Well, I don't think they need to do that myself. They just need to go." But you're talking about a whole different generation. I said, I can't see my mom going in those senior service place, making no quilt with them folk, playing backgammon or whatever they do and all that kind of stuff, and going on bus tours and stuff, because she wasn't brought up that way. And my thing is, all depends on how you was brought up. So we different. Well, I just think my mom need to be doing this, okay? But I noticed my mom hadn't done that.
Because their mom wasn't raised like that.
And I said, so I had to come to grips with, you know, I asked my mom, did she want to go a few times? No, I don't think I want to go. So, you know, it's okay. But now any functions we have, they all want to go. And my thing of it is somebody they can relate to, that know it's going to take up some time with them and understand, you know, their needs.
So that's something that the church could make, could one day a week at least provide their space to do something.
But they don't. Because at one time, the chairman of the board, he's not chairman anymore, had wanted me to be over the seniors at our church. Directed to make it a paid position. And he said, "Gail, I think you could make it work in the black community, not just Zion people." You know, the entire thing. It did not go over. But they wanted me to work with them, but they didn't want to pay me. And I said, if you want me to work with them like I want to work with them, it's going to have to be a paid position. So, needless to say, we didn't do it.
Let's see. Okay. Well, I've probably kept you long enough as it is. Oh, wait. I gotta ask you about... I have asked you about some of these things already. But I'll ask you this one thing, at least. How long do you think you have to be here before you're a true Roswellian?
A true Roswellian? I'd say at least 25 years.
Really? So Jasper's got...
He got a few more years. He got a few more years to come. But I guess, and then I won't say 25 years, and I guess it all depends on how you're involved in the community. And a lot of people, like Mr. Gordon was saying, I always talk about where they come from, where they come from. Then some people very rarely mention where they come from. They are from Roswell. So... I guess it's basically the mindset of the person. And Jasper, he's a